I just had a cold and it's still reacting. But I thought that we'd take samples of some folk literature from around the world, but first, I think that the songs one collects sort of speaks of what you are, because you, what you collect, you know, like some people collect cats and so forth. I collect songs and different kinds of songs. But just as a background to this program, and also, how many of you will you be here? Of you will be here Saturday night for Vespers, or a few of you still be here? This will be sort of a preparation for that in a sense. I got my first guitar when I was 14, $5 guitar from my mother, which was from Sears Roebuck. Mm-hmm. And it was black and had a picture of a hula dancer and a palm tree in the front. And then with that, I got a 5-minute instruction book, and that started it. Now, a couple, this is shows how songs have changed. A couple months after I got the guitar, I learned this song and sang it for a amateur program, and the master of ceremonies asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, a cowgirl. I was 14, never quite made it. But this is a song that I'll just sing a couple bars and shows you how, at 14, I was singing this song, which shows you how songs change. When I grow too old to dream. And that's the song I was singing at 14. It seems as though there weren't too many songs for young people, at least outside of the cowboy songs that I was learning. But anyhow, much of our musical training as a child was spent around the piano in North Dakota, and my older brother was a classic musician and still is, and my younger brother is still more of a classic fetish, and I'm the rebel in the family. I play guitar. So from home, this song is an old ballad that speaks of home and the beginning of things for me. As a child, I watched my mother sew, sitting in her chair by the firelight there, weaving prayers that we will never know, braiding memory strands with her dear. So we'll sing through it, but and she's still sewing. Now, in those days, when you think of this old songs, there was a song that we used to sing. I don't want to play in your yard. I don't like you anymore. You'll be sorry when you see me sliding down our cellar door. You can holler down our rain bell. You can climb our apple tree. I don't want to play in your yard if you won't be good to me, and so forth. Well, then I went through a phase, and we're going to get out of North Dakota pretty soon because I didn't promise you a musical tour of the world. But a cowboy and Western music was very big then. And I learned to play the pick strum fashion of a Western North Dakota cowgirl. And so it would be pick strum, pick strum, pick strum, pick strum, you know. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. And when I die, you can bury me in the western sky on the lone prairie. And that was my beginning in music, with the cowboy music. And it was really great. There's some lovely, lovely old cowboy songs, and if we start on that, we'd be here all night, wouldn't we? But anyhow, the thought of I've always felt that music has a wonderful therapy, is a wonderful therapeutic thing, not only because it's so enjoyable and so tranquilizing and everything, that it means so much. It can react on us physiologically, as well as psychologically, and soothe the savage beast. And so I started out on sort of a musical journey. And I was amazed to find that there are so many hidden, beautiful old songs that we never hear about. And just last year I uncovered an old folk tune, which is called I Walk the Unfrequented Road. It's an old American folk song. Goes something like this. I was in the wrong key now. Maybe we should just skip that. I walk the unfrequented key. Songs, there's always a friend of mine and I compiled a book of 225 songs from all over, and we decided to put in that book a lot of the songs that you don't always find in the average elementary school book, such as A Hole in the Bucket and Bendemeer's Stream and that. And so we came up with some interesting ones, and it's always a problem to know which to leave out. But if we're going to start around the world, Canada's a next-door neighbor, so there's a little sea chanty that's fun to sing, and you can probably join with me on the chorus. It's called Donkey Riding. Were you ever in Quebec, stowing timber on the deck, where there's a king with a golden crown, riding on a donkey? Thank you. league knows that, I'm sure. But some of us didn't know that, so we had to call out that little bit of information. Now, if we... I'm just going to throw this on the floor, it's easier. By jet, of course, we could skip a lot of countries, and we will tonight, because we'd be here.
Excuse me, one minute. Yeah. Ludwig, we have coffee.
Oh, good. Everybody has some coffee. First stop we'll make is in Scotland, and here's a tune called I Know Where I'm Going, and I hope we all do, but we'll just sing one verse of this or two verses to give you an idea of the tune and the idea of the song. I know the deer knows who I'll marry. I have stockings of silk and a sheep of bright green leather, combs to buckle my hair, and a ring for every finger. Apparently they use combs to buckle their hair in Scotland. Combs to buckle my hair, and a ring for every finger. I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, and the deer knows who I'll marry. And so on into many, many, many verses. And the Scottish people have lovely melodic tunes. You think of all kinds of tunes that they have. Now, there's probably no nation in Europe that is as singing a nation as Wales. And the Welsh people have wonderful voices, and they love to sing. And one of my favorite, I think, of all folk songs is the Ashgrove from Wales. And I think some of you may know it, and some of you may even know the descant. And so I'd invite you to sing along with me.
Ashgrove of Bristol, a plain lady is speaking, the heart through its speaking, that's language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step wakes a memory as freely I roam. It's soft linen laden, its leaves rustle o'er me. The Ashgrove, the Ashgrove, alone is my home.
Let's hear one or two of you on the descant. I'm sure that you know it.
My laughter is over, my step loses lightness. The countryside measures still soft on my ear. I only remember the past and its brightness. The dear ones I mourn for again gathered here. From the shadows, their loving looks greet me, and wistfully searching the leafy green dome, I find other faces on bending to greet me. The Ashgrove, the Ashgrove, alone is my home.
And so that's from Wales. Now, so often we don't hear too much about where the songs are from. We just take it for granted. For instance, one song that was so popular a few years ago was I'm with you and you're with me, and so we are all together. And that was from South Africa, that marching to Pretoria. Of course, Pretoria, if you know your geography, you would know that that is South Africa. And there's another one from South Africa, which is, I think of my darling when the sun goes down. That's South Africa, too. A very good place to research on songs of many lands is from the Cooperative Recreation Service in Delaware, Ohio. And they have a book put out for almost every country, and some very interesting things. We're almost to Switzerland, but before we go to Switzerland, my two girls, Carol and Marianne, we practiced at least 5 minutes tonight on a song. And this is a song by Brahms. Now, he was a German composer, am I not right? Yes. And he has written not only magnificent symphonies, but some very beautiful folk songs and art songs. And we're going to do one from Germany then, by Brahms, called I'd Enter Your Garden. Jules? And I'm very nearsighted, so they have to hold it up. Okay.
I'd enter your garden if I dare be so bold, for such blushing roses are fair to behold. Sweet maiden, let me pluck them. Now is their love
of the composers such as Brahms and Beethoven and Schubert especially think that it must have a very complicated piano accompaniment and organ and strings and all this. But it's not many people know that most of Schubert's art songs were written with the guitar and then later transcribed to piano accompaniment. So we're not downgrading a song such as this at all by using a simple instrument like a guitar. Now, since we're in a Swiss setting, we should have a song from Switzerland. We live in Swiss chalets. And there's a little song called Renelie from V-R-E-N-E-L-I. And we can get the right pitch here. It's made of mud and stone. My home is in Switzerland. It's made of mud and stone. And if you know the chorus, sing along with me. You, la la la, yo ho ho, la la la, yo ho ho, la la la, yo ho ho, la la la, yo. Yo ho ho, la la la, yo ho ho, la la la, yo ho ho, la la la. It's a good one for singing along also. Now, we have to get to where I came from, of course, and I suppose there's so many songs about from that country, Norway. And excuse me for slighting some of the rest of your countries. But some of the lovely Norwegian folk melodies have come down, of course, through families. And there are two that I'd like to sing, and one is called the Chalet Girls Sunday, and I'm sure it's much better in the original, but this is by the famous Norwegian violinist Ole Bull, and it's a very lovely melody, and this is the Chalet Girl singing out herding her sheep on the fjord side.
I gaze on the sun, it mounts in the skies, the hour soon for prayer will be breaking. Oh, would I were home, midst all that I prize, among folks now the church taking. As soon as the sun lights up on its way, the notch in the mountain tops yonder, the church bells below for worship today.
Now, Norwegians didn't always write melancholy songs. Some of them are really a lot of fun. And it seems as though a lot of the Norwegian tunes have a characteristic ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta rhythm. And normally, we of the Northern European stock are very undemonstrative, and it's hard for us to show our feelings in many ways. And somehow in some of the gay Norwegian melodies, it seems as though they really let loose and cut aside all their inhibitions and had fun. Now, there is a sad tale about Paul and the chickens. And I don't know how many of you remember that in Norwegian. Do you remember that in Norwegian? Kluk, 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 heina på haugen. Well, anyhow. I can't sing it in Norwegian, I'm sorry. This is a very sad tale. Or feather, rather.
All thought his hens in the barnyard were scratching where there was safety and plenty of food. For he was sure old fox would be catching any that strayed toward the hill or the wood. Look, 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 one cried from the pasture. Look, 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 one cried from the pasture. Oh, I must save her, a cry going faster. To my mother, I don't dare go home. Paul found the hen, but was too late to save her. Reynard had caught her, upon her had dined. Paul chased the thief with the greatest of anger, threw at him all of the rocks he could find. Boxed his lap and ran across the hillside. Boxed his lap and ran across the hillside. Paul cried at last when he came to the millside, now to my mother I'll have to go home. Paul, when he heard the old mill wheel go flashing, thought of his good grain that ought to be ground. Off for his bags, then he gaily went dashing. Bold now we for his salvation was found. Ha, 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 he cried as the mill turned. Ha, 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 he cried as the mill turned. Plenty to pay for a hen I had just earned. Now for my mother, it's safe to go home.
I guess they were pretty hard on the kids in those days, too, huh?
But anyhow, the Norwegian part would be, Kluk, 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 sain of a hogan. Kluk, 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 sain of a hogan. And then I'm stuck. But anyhow, he ground the mill, and then he had enough money to go home. So now we're going around the road very fast. There was this song in the Holden hymn book in the early days, and I don't believe it's there now, but from Denmark, called Evening Star. And this is by Carl Mortensen. This is a Danish folk song. I think some of you would remember that one. Evening star up yonder, teach me like you to wander, willing and obediently, the path that God ordained for me. Evening star up yonder.
And that reminds me that before we get to India, and just a sample of Indian folk songs, that we used to write parodies on parodies. You know, the Holden songbook is full of takeoffs on other songs. And a few years ago, I think about Evening Star, and everybody thinks about going to the sauna in the evening. And there was a Swedish friend of mine here named Doris Edmund who we were thinking about the sauna and what it does to people, and at that particular time there was a popular tune going around that was very catchy. So we decided to write our own words for that. And since we've just gotten out of the Scandinavian countries, I still have an accent, and so we'll sing the sauna song.
She was afraid to come out of the sauna. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the sauna. She was afraid that someone would. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny in the polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny in the polka dot bikini. And in the sauna she wanted to stay. She was afraid to come out of the sauna. She had a poncho around her so neat. She was afraid to come out of the sauna. So she sat bundled up on the seat. Through 3-4 hella people, but she bore everybody. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, and in the sauna she wanted to stay. She was afraid to come out of the sauna, and I wonder when she's going to bed. She was afraid to come out of the sauna, and the poor little girl is turning red. Before hella people, but she wore. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, and in the sauna she wanted to stay.
Now, I just want to, just a couple of quick Indian folk songs, two contrasting ones, which shows a little bit of the Indian folklore. This is a tune right out of the villages, which was a non-Christian tune, which should have fit Christian words to. Very haunting, very melancholy. They end very often up in the air as if it's unfinished.
O Jesus, O Karemi.
speaks of the searching and the seeking of this particular group of people, which is the Santals. And of course, many of them have found peace through the Christian message of the missionary. Now, here's a song of youth, and this is a peppy one, and not all Indian songs are awfully hard to sing. The Indian scale, when we have a 12-tone scale that we work with, 5 black notes and 7 white, then when we Westerners go over to India and try to write down their songs that have not been written down, we run into problems because they deal with the 24-tone scale, our quarter steps, our notes in between the cracks of our notes. And so we do run into problems reproducing the exact sound and the even the rhythm that they have. But this is a song that's somewhat Western in character. It's this Indian song of youth. Christian to any cold or hurry, don't walk a day tango on a bay mall. Christian to any cold or hurry, don't walk a day tango on a bay mall. Christian see for he, Guru was a jundi. Christian see for he, Guru was a jundi. Jesu, my tie, the ray of your ectahon, don't walk a day tango on a bay mall. A sample of Indian song. Now I would like to get into a few of my some of them are parodies, some of them are fun songs, and many of the songs that I've written I will sing Saturday night at Vespers. However, there are a few that are really more appropriate in a gathering like this. And I would say that Holden, experience up here at Holden, 1964, when I met Joe Bash of our youth department and John Robesacker and some of the other innovators of the new music in the church, gave me a boost, a morale boost, and it started me thinking about the possibility of saying things in a song in this folk religious medium that could not be sung in any other way. The music somehow takes a sting out of a statement that could be very crude and cruel otherwise. And although I don't like to call these songs protest songs, I don't like that term, my friend Mrs. Ekstrand, who lives in Seattle and has written many of the words for the song, says gentle suggestion rather than protest. And I think that's a much better term. Now, we've had a lot of fun doing this, and I'd like to I'll just start out with the very, very first song, and you can see how they change through the years, and how one gets carried away and writes something that later you find out you can't sing every place. And this song was called The Do Good Blues. It was written in Holden Village, 1964. And it actually, the melody was an old tune, which I wrote when I was in nurses training, called my brother called it, my brother was a doctor, you know how doctors talk, he called it the bedpan blues, but it really wasn't that. And it was really the state board blues, the state board exams which nurses have to take in order to get their registration. And so it became this, the do-good blues. And the story of this song is that here's a person who's trying to work her way to heaven by doing good. And as much as I can say, these songs are not autobiographical in character and don't say anything about me. I know that that is, you wouldn't believe that anyhow, so you can take it as it is. The Do Good Blues or Blahs or whatever. I'm going around town with a
perpetual frown. This trying to be good is getting me down. I frown. I've got those do-good blues. I read the right books, I wear the right clothes, I've even learned how a lady holds her nose, and yet I've got those do-good blues. I've sung in the choir, I thought it aspired to do what they require, to evade the fire. I tire, I've got those do-good blues. I've dabbled in art, I thought it was smart, I've done my part with all my heart, and yet I've got those do-good blues. The church members stare when I put on an air of piety and holiness that really isn't there. They glare, I've got those do-good blues. I sew and I bake the best Norwegian cake, but something deep inside me tells me I'm a fake. What does it take? I've got those do-good blues. What else must I do? I wish I knew. There are other kinds of members sitting in the pew. Give me a clue. I've got those do-good blues. I want to conform. I think it's the norm, but this actress within me keeps wanting to perform. What form? I've got those do-good blues. I've given my dollar, but now they all holler about making a Hindu into a Christian scholar. Oh, bother! I've got those do-good blues. He says, just believe, and you will receive, and that will relieve the doubts that deceive. What reprieve? I'm done with do-good blues.
Songs about all kinds of things, you know, the and much of this, of course, is folk and character. However, I'm just hunting for something here, sir. One gets ideas cleaning house and ironing and all those things, and rushing around driving a car, and you suddenly an idea hits you and you have to put it down. Now, Mrs. Ekstrand wrote a beautiful poem a couple of years ago called The Jasmine Tree, and this song is about being content with whatever age in life or state in life you happen to be. The Jasmine Tree.
Spendthrift days of golden spring drop like pearls from a slender string. The things I want to do I've done. I have no need of a summer sun. With the sun's spins heat on summer noons, the rose drips dew and the meadow blooms. I taste the wine and I run in clover till the first wild geese come crying over. Then I hold to my breast the amber days, the leaves so crisp in the mountain haze, till I close my eyes and dream at sea. The first bud break from the jasmine tree. The things I've done, I live anew, and I thank my God for this time too. The buds, they burst from the tree, and then the years of the spring for me again.
philosophy that it would be nice if we could all follow. The girls and I practiced another song. Should we do it? This is a song of the descant, and it's called Noah's Raven. I think there's some mistaken theology here, but anyhow, it's the words are there, and it's down, and so it's hard to change. But anyhow, don't pay too much attention to the words. Just listen to the way the melodies intertwine. It's my junior choir has been guinea pig on many occasions for some of these songs, and I think that if it'll work for them, that it might work for others. And so, yeah. Convention for the program on social action, they chose the following songs. They chose A Legacy, which we learned in the dining room. They chose one called The Seeking, which is not a religious song at all, and somehow this fit with what they were trying to say in this presentation. And they chose a song called I Slept Last Night. Now I'm going to sing both of those songs. But first I'm going to sing a song that talks about, and man said, the title of this song, and man said, let us create God in our own image. Now Willie was talking about that a little bit. And the words are by Mrs. Ekstrand. And this deals with man's conception of what kind of a God he would like in his own, for himself.
Of doom, an organ player. classroom. And if he disturbs me, night or day, I can close my eyes when he goes away. And man said, let us create God in our own image. No more the thunder of fire and ice. I've made me a God who is good and nice. No more worries or no more cares. I can always go to the man upstairs. Only the best of men to die, to rise, to walk abroad. Nothing like that from a test to God. And man said, let us create God in our own image. And then one day, off the top of his head, man said, God is dead.
So that's the way we try to make a pseudo religion for ourselves. Now I think that we should have something light in between that. You know, so often, as I say, that I write songs that I can't sing every place, and I was getting ready for circle meeting one day, and I was thinking about all the dust in the house and all the things I had to do, and the idea for this song came to me. It's called The Women Are Coming.
Dust on the table and dirt everywhere. I've got to get busy, I've got to clean house. I hope I remember to button my blouse. The women are coming, they're coming to see if I can keep house and not to see me. Oh, what will they think? Can I possibly pass to be wholly accepted as one of their class? The women are coming. The women come all from all over the place, so I'm sorry, I'm a little bit ahead of myself. The women are coming from all over town. They'll be smiling if I wear the right gown. If everything's right the way it should be, there won't be a hostess as happy as me. The women are coming today, beware. I'll clean and I'll bake and I'll shampoo my hair. I'll polish the apple right down to the core. Then later I'll wonder, what for?
Probably one that'll never be published, I'm sure. But anyhow. Oh, I'm glad to do that, and then we'll get into these others natural. This song, I always usually introduce this song as a Midwestern, with all apologies to the Midwestern people here, Scandinavian coming out to the Great Pacific Northwest, hunting for a church home. And she's hunting for a church home with all the, for the following reasons that are lined up in the verse. And as because she is a Scandinavian, we can use a little levity with the accent here. This tune, how a song is born, this tune was born out of a little tune that my little girl was singing in the bathtub called What Shall I Do With My Rooster? Dun, da, 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 and this became this song. La 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 la. Find me the church with a good cup of coffee. Find me a church where the in crowd goes. Find me a church where the women aren't bossy. Find me some members who wear the right clothes.
Find me a church with the right kind of pastor. Find me one in the right part of town. Find me a church with the right kind of pastor. Find me one with a quiet wife. Find me a pastor who preaches much faster. Find me one who will stay here for life. Find me a church with the right kind of neighbors. Find me a church in the right part of town. Find me a church where we rest from our labors, where we can wear all the stars in our crown. Find me a church with the right kind of preaching, sprinkled with stories and beautiful prose. Find me a church with some comfortable teaching, not too far out and that everyone knows. This is dedicated to the singers. Find me a church with the right kind of singing, one with an organ with caroling chimes. Find me a church where the choir is clinging to dignified songs with solid old rhymes. Find me a church where there's plenty of money without any mortgage or pledges to sign. A one that is flowing with your milk and honey. When you find it, I'll join, it'll suit me just fine. La la la.
Well, we got around the world awfully fast. Now, just a couple of songs that are a little different type. And I would invite some comments about this kind of song and whether you think that it has any place in the church. In a sense, most people think that only a folk type thing can be done with the guitar. Now, I'm going to illustrate two songs that are really chant forms with the guitar, which can also be used. Of course, we use chanting with a liturgy, and there's no reason why our liturgy can't be sung with a background of chords by a string instrument and not necessarily an organ. It's something that I'm sure that many of our younger composers and some of us older ones will be experimenting with. But this song is called The Seeking. And this is a story of the search of anyone for the person that can understand them and give them understanding and warmth in life. Setting of a poem by Robert Browning, My Star. And this also speaks, I think, of the search of the individual for someone or something which will make them open in the best possible way to the world and to the people around them. I learned about this poem through Mary Hindley about a year and a half ago and set it to music really for her because she loved the poem so much. One song, and then I'll invite comments and possibly some discussion of your thoughts as you hear these different kinds of songs. You've heard some of them in the dining hall, and both pro and con, because I know that many of you are sitting there with definite likes and dislikes for classical music, and many of us cannot feel that we can worship in any other way. I include myself purposely, but without an organ playing. And of course, in the words of one of the former songs, God is an organ playing in a stained glass room to some people. And to others, worshiping God means something quite different. So after this last song, then I will open it for discussion, and then we can see them. This song is a song of social concern. It's a picture of the average American housewife getting ready for bed one night, very comfortable and very clean, and so the song goes. Oh. I slept last night in a queen-size bed with a scent of roses around my head. My bed and my room were electrically warm. I was cozy and safe from the wild, wet storm. I was cozy and safe from the wild, wet storm. Last night on a bed of straw, and the shadows in the night are what she saw. She woke in the night from a hungry child's cry, and the wild dogs howled through a lonely sky. And the wild dogs howled to a lonely sky. She lay last night on a crowded floor, and the mice and the rats crept in through the door. Awake as she tossed with fever and pain, and the city wept in the wind and rain. And the city wept in the wind and rain. He dozed last night in a jungle
the beat, oh, the beat of a distant drum.
Yeah, if I can use it again in chapel, if you won't mind hearing it a second time. All right. I was going to use it for Vespers, but some of you may be going in. Now, first of all, is there anything anybody would like to say in regard to this kind of song? I'm not sure that... do you think that it has a place in a church, or do you think it should be done outside of the church? When I was growing up, there was a definite line of demarcation between worldly songs and church songs. Now the line is less finely drawn, and suddenly I think that our church is beginning to realize, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer's his idea.
The old song from the Reformation were originally written as love songs, as popular songs.
Yes, they were tavern songs.
Yeah, sacred songs and now popular songs, especially the different. Now, these songs which we know, they're folk songs. It's
yes.
Folk words.
I know.
They have been taken over by the church.
Then
now it's in a sacred.
That's right. So you're saying that it might take a couple generations before we lose the connotation of the... So from whence came all our chorales? They were really ordinary songs of the people. And so it's really, we have really... drawn the lines ourselves, and I think it's very discouraging to new composers, new writers, when one is so dogmatic about what is churchly and what is right in the church, because some of these things just are not accepted very readily, and it takes a good deal of time before they are accepted. Well, I'll
who
sing
chooses,
this song.
Who chooses the church leader?
Well, we have a commission. I'm sure some of the pastors can explain that better. There's a worship committee headed by Dr. Magnus Mandus Egge, Committee on Church Worship and Music. And
yeah,
now,
they choose the, what goes into the
hymnal.
Hymnal,
yes.
Who chooses in the congregation?
I suppose it varies. I know some pastors insist on picking their own hymns, and others let the music directors do it. And yes, I think that if you have a particularly capable music director, of course, but usually the pastor wants to choose a song before the sermon, so at least. Well, some of what I've heard, some of this actually strikes me the wrong way. I've heard many folk masses, many religious songs, which are simply set to other tunes, like Michael Row the Boat the Shore. And I know that this is always done, somehow I feel the church should have enough inventive and creative people so that we could at least create some of our own music without using some tune that has been worn out. And although it's very singable, and of course I suppose this is why they use the old tunes. But personally, I'm for something that is more of our own to if God has given us any creative ability at all, then we certainly should use it in the church, and the people who are running the church should make it, should make these people feel that it is a service and be willing to try out some new form. But as we all know, it depends on the individual congregation and the feeling there. Let's see, I've got
I would like to put in a pitch for organ playing. I have correct that I am not what to do, that I am quite active in appreciating organs. I don't play, but I appreciate that I go whenever I can hear it, and I have quite a collection of organ music records. There are quite a few composers, living composers, who compose modern organ music, like Messiaen. Now, mm-hmm. some people, their skin creeps if you play Messiaen. I think he is wonderful. He is a very way out modern composer. He's already now in the 60s, you see, that's the composer. And he bases much of his work on Indian hymns and Indian music and on bird call. So his music is really very weird, very weird. But of course there are many others in Germany and in this country too who continuously produce modern type organ music. But the organ should be out totally in comparison to me. I think the king of the instrument.
Yeah, it is. I was at a luncheon in Minneapolis in June where the question came up to Dr. Egge, why can't we use, the guitars in the church and so forth and so on. Well, he said, it's just from a practical standpoint, the organ with this volume and this, the organ imitates all the other instruments, and so you have a instrument to lead the singing. However, now with amplification on string instruments, it really doesn't stand true either. But I think that our church could be much more open-minded about using new forms, and this is, I think, the feel that many of the young people feel too, that and it just takes two or three people in the congregation to be willing to experiment and do this, and it isn't always a good idea.
The very progressive music director perhaps his father coming. So we are very well, our organist is quite
yes.
advanced and open to ideas. I think ourselves are definitely wonderful.
I could tell the group here about an experiment we did a year ago on Christmas. I wrote a folk operetta, and this was to be accompanied by two guitars. One was a long-haired high school boy, and myself, short-haired. And I'm going to say that it isn't always a good idea for the minister's wife to introduce changes, which I found out. But put on the folk operetta, which had no organ. It was done in the with the two guitars, finger cymbals, and a play all about Christmas, and it was all very closely related to Christmas, but it was a change. And the reception was quite good, and so I would encourage others to try new forms, and certainly if it's a means of keeping the young interested. And even some of the uninterested older people, it might serve a good purpose. Here's a song she wanted. This is "Behold, I Stand at the Door and Knock." And then I think maybe you'll know.
Behold, I stand at the door. Just wait there, dear Jesus, I'll come by and by. The church floor needs waxing, the coffee pot's dry. Planning committee bought roses as steps to set by the entry, it's a steps. I'm on a committee that needs a report. I'm trying to write up a snappy report. Behold, I stand at the door. Hold your horses, dear Jesus, there's things to be done. Shall we serve the church goulash and rice or a bun? Shall we tack up your picture or pack it away? Shall we carpet the broom room in beige or in gray? I must dump these appeals behind a gold screen and spray some room freshener on the mimeo machine. Come down here, Jesus, we want welcome strangers to be cleared of sin. And some fool proposes that sinners come in, or we're Christians on duty for hours 24. And I just can't be sidetracked to answer the door. Jesus, Jesus.